Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Talk sports hands-free. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
If that line forms on the right, babe, not that Maggie's back in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 10:25 on the fan on this Tuesday night. McMonagle here with you. I got you for a little less than 4 hours as we take you till 2 a.m. 888-808-1019. We got Alex on the other side. You just heard the Nets and the great Bob Uecker. Good to hear Bob's voice. Miss me some Bob. It would be fun to have Bob around nowadays. With the Yankees and the Mets. We'll get to the Yankees and the Mets and their offseason of we'll do it if we're comfortable. The offseason of if it comes to us. The offseason of if it falls down to our liking continues for both the Mets and Yankees. We'll get to that. Right now we are watching the New York Knicks in a battle without their best players, really. Well, you know, I don't know if that's entirely fair, but the first start of Tyler Kolek's career out in Minnesota, they're down right now 111 to 100, down 11 points with 220 left in the game or so. As they went into this without OG Anunoby, without Jalen Brunson. But you heard the Nets, 114-106 victory over the 76ers. They've been playing well, the Nets. I know we don't talk a lot about them, and, you know, quite honestly, let's be fair, I'm not going to talk much about them this night, tonight either, but what have they won, 6 of 9 in December? Jordy Fernandez has done a really good job with this team. They're fighting. They kind of steamrolled a lackluster 76ers team that I guess is still coasting off the victory against the Knicks the other night. So, good win for the Nets. Knicks are in a battle, and we'll get to the baseball, but I still want to talk about Jackson Dart. I want to talk about the New York Giants here at 888-808-1019. As, you know, a lot today they were talking about it. I know Marash was talking about it. They're talking about it in the morning, too, is Jackson Dart liked the video I put out about how the team is neutering him, and I still believe that very strongly. I still believe very strongly that whether you want to take it from the concussion or you want to take it from the firing of Brian Daboll, there is no doubt from that game, since he went down in Chicago, everything from that moment on has been the organization, the coaching staff, everyone treating this kid with kid gloves and being afraid to let him be him. And whether it's because they went up against a very difficult defensive opponent last week, again, with Brian Flores as the defensive coordinator in a tough matchup. And, you know, yeah, they got sacks, and they lost an interior lineman right before the game. They lost Andrew Thomas and probably won't have Andrew Thomas. And let's be honest, why would you bother to play Andrew Thomas in this game against the Raiders? The Giants are on in an extremely unique situation heading into this game against the Raiders. And they've already announced they're going to play Jackson Dart. And I got to tell you, this is the, without question, the most difficult week and how I feel about the New York Giants and what's next as we're discussing all these things, right? We're discussing clearly Jackson Dart liking the video indicates, I mean, I don't think it's an accident. He then unliked it, the video of me trashing the organization and how they've neutered him and how he's not the same and how he doesn't act the same and he doesn't even sound the same in press conferences and he's not allowed to run. He's not allowed to be himself. We're going to hide him from good schemes. We're going to hide him from good coordinators. We're not going to see if he can rise to the occasion and pick up blitzes and understand how they're disguising it. No, we're not going to develop him. We're going to hide him. We're going to hide him from himself. We're going to hide him from tough opponents. We're going to hide him from a compromised offensive line. And some of that I understand. But for the most part, that wasn't just this week. It's been like that. And clearly Jackson Dart is feeling that way too. Clearly Jackson Dart is feeling that way too. You could sense it on his face. The narrative, the conversation, and sometimes that word gets overplayed, the narrative, but the conversation around him from the opening comments of the game Monday night against the Patriots throughout, from the media to every question being asked, every time he goes to the blue tent, every time he comes off the field, the conversation around his style of play and whether or not it's sustainable and how they go about handling him, that has been overtaken inside the organization. To the point where he is not himself and he's not allowed to be himself. And that's why heading into this week, and they've already announced they're going to play him. And I do think, like, and I hate to say this, because it bothers the hell out of me. Because I've been on the bandwagon of the young kid needs to play. I was looking forward to seeing him play against Brian Flores. Because you know Brian Flores is coming in against the Giants with a chip on his shoulder. He feels, we all know how he feels. He's suing the Giants because of it. He feels he wasn't given a fair opportunity to get the Giants head coaching job when they hired Brian Daboll. He feels he was, a token hire or an interview. He feels like it was a fait accompli that Brian Flores was going to get that Brian Daboll was going to get the job, and they met with him despite that and everything else that he feels, and knew he was going to come in and try and really take it to the New York Giants. And I was looking forward to see if Jackson Dart could rise to the occasion of the biggest pressure defense in the NFL. And instead, they handed the ball off the entire first half. They handed the ball off in every big spot, and yeah. His offensive line's a bit compromised, and he's got wide receivers who drop the ball over the place. But you know what? That's time to rise up and see who the kid is. And as we talk about who the next head coach is going to be, and we're off Mike Tomlin and we're on to John Harbaugh, which if you heard John Harbaugh talk yesterday about his job security and what a job means, I mean, he just talked in circles about what a job is. Because, you know, like it was so, did you ever, like, it was coach speak wrapped up in nonsense, wrapped up in real world talk, and he made no sense whatsoever. He's like, because you don't really have a job, you do a job. And you don't really, you know, I never really had a job, I just do a job. And I don't have a job, I have responsibilities. And as long as I do those responsibilities, I'll continue to have a job. Although I don't have a job, I do a job. And if I do a job right, I'll be able to do a job tomorrow. And if tomorrow's a good job, then I'll have a job for Tuesday. And if Tuesday works out, then maybe I'll have a job next year and the year after. I was like, what the hell are you talking about? All I know is it feels like for both of the teams, the Steelers and the Ravens, who we've been talking about, it's felt stale for them. And now clearly Lamar Jackson, there's conversations about could he be out of Baltimore, conversations about Joe Burrow in Cincinnati for the Jets, all these things wrapped up in our two losing franchises who are desperate for the Giants to lose this game. And as much as I want them to lose this game, and as much as I want the quarterback to play, we have converged into this where I don't know how to handle it. And if they're going to play him, I have to admit it, I've been wrestling with it all day. I've been wrestling with it, and we're going to continue to wrestle with it. I don't think there's another way to do it, unfortunately. As much as I want that first pick, And as much as I want to lose this game to the Raiders, and I think it's imperative, and listen, they shouldn't play Andrew Thomas if he's compromised at all and he's going to have MRIs on his hamstring. Shouldn't play him at all. But if you are going to go roll Jackson Dart out there, if you are, you cannot do what you did last week. You cannot continue to neuter him. You cannot continue to roll him out there with no real purpose and intents and not let him be part of the offense. Like, you can't do it. So we are talking about a game against the Raiders that will literally decide whether or not they could get that first pick and whether or not they could trade it out and get multiple other first round picks and trade with the Jets and allow them to get their quarterback. At the same time, you do have to find out, like, as much as I trust Jackson Dart, and I am all in on Jackson Dart, and I believe he's the future of the organization. I do.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And I don't know if there's anything that could happen this game against the Raiders or the final game against the Cowboys where I would look at that and feel totally different about it. Or I would look at that and feel like, well, clearly he's not the guy, like many Giant fans have. I get a lot on social media that maybe he's just not as good. Maybe it was a flash in the pan. Maybe there's a reason that he wasn't at the top of the draft class last year for quarterbacks. Maybe there's a reason they were able to get him later in the first round. Maybe there's a reason. Maybe he was overhyped. I don't believe that because we have seen enough. Like, the wins he does have, and I know there's only two, but the games he's had, the way he played when he had Brian Daboll by his side, and not just Brian Daboll, and I want to make this clear, it's not just about Brian Daboll and how gosh darn smart Brian Daboll is and what a great coach he is and what a great offensive mind he is. And how he's, you know, even though Kafka was calling the plays, it was all about Brian Daboll. I'm not saying Brian Daboll is the only coach who can coach Jackson Dart or that Jackson Dart can only play with Brian Daboll. But you know what he does need? He needs a coach who believes in him. He needs a coach who's not going to hide him. He needs a coach who's going to go allow him to be him, trust him to be him, be excited for him to be him, call plays for him to be him. That's what Brian Daboll was. That's what Brian Daboll was. Daboll was the guy he was connected to. They were together in it. It's so important that the coach and the quarterback are together in it. And right now, it feels like they're not together in it. They're not. They have two different ideas. One is trying to protect him, keep him safe, not allow him to make mistakes, not allow him to go up against tough defenses, not allow him to play his game. Just let's get through the rest of this meaningless season and let's just get to the end of this and we'll find out what happens next year, which is odd from a coach who won't be here next year. And the quarterback is out there begging to let them play him. And to me, I have changed my mind. I don't think Jackson Dart should play in the game. I think they should, if they're going to play him like this, and I don't see a way around that, if they're going to play him like this, Jackson Dart should be set. I've been thinking about it all day. That's what they should do. They should just sit him. If you are determined to keep him healthy, if you're determined to not put him in a situation where he could possibly, you know, not get out of bounds in time or not slide in time or take contact to go get a first down in a meaningless game that you're better off losing, if that's how you feel and that's how you're going to coach him and you got Andrew Thomas who's probably going to miss the game, you know what? Don't play him. Don't play him. And they've already kind of announced that they will play him. If you are going to play him, you can't do what you did last week. You have to let him go out there and play. And even if it does cost them the win, even if it does put them in a better position to win the game, even if he goes out there and beats the Raiders, you know what? As frustrating as that will be, and it doesn't necessarily put an end to getting the first overall pick. The Raiders do go play the Kansas City Chiefs next week, who right now are dead men walking, let's be honest. You got a retiring tight end. You got a quarterback who's not going to be back until, at the best, the minimum, probably middle of the season next year, October, November, at the best, in Patrick Mahomes. They're talking about moving to, you know, they're going to move to Kansas in 2031 and have a, and move on from Arrowhead and build a roof along with several other teams. So they're dead right now. They just lost to Tennessee. So the Raiders could turn around and win that one for Pete Carroll. But if he's going to play, you got to go out there and play him. You got to show him that the organization trusts him. And he's got to be able to show other people, because let's be honest, whether it's Harbaugh, whether it's Mike McCarthy, whether it's the, you know, Freeman, the coach out of Notre Dame, whoever is going to be the next head coach, they've got to believe in this kid too. And I don't want any, and whoever's going to be the next GM, and hopefully it's not Joe Shane, whoever's running this franchise next year, they have to believe in Jackson Dart. And you can't do what you're doing to him. It's sad. It's pathetic. You're turning him into a sad, pathetic version of himself. So I'm not surprised he didn't. I'm not surprised he liked my video. He shouldn't have. And hopefully he'll learn from it. And hopefully he'll understand. And I don't, you know, we'll see. I don't know if he's going to be asked about it. I don't know what kind of news it's going to make. You know, they've been talking about it on The Fan. Where else it goes, I don't know. But we have seen many athletes get triggered by social media, some negative, some positive. Jackson Dart should not be liking videos of, you know, a fat kid in a Ranger sweatshirt knocking the organization. He probably shouldn't. But I can understand his frustration because I believe every word I said, and now I'm pretty sure he believes every word I said, that they are not doing right by him. They are not putting him in the best light. They're changing him as a person and a player, and he's supposed to be the future of this franchise, and you can't do that to a kid who's going to run your team, hopefully, for the next decade. You can't do it. And it's their fault that they put themselves in the position where losing this game against the Raiders is so damn important. And it's their fault they put themselves in the position where they need to show this kid that he's allowed to go play and make him and have a case showing for him for other GMs and other coaches and other people who are going to be running this organization to make sure that nobody thinks that Mendoza could be better or that Mendoza would be better. Because I've seen him take over this team and uplift it. I saw him beat a Chargers team that could still be the number one seed in the AFC. I saw him beat an Eagles team that won the Super Bowl last year, has already won a division, and they could still be the one seed in the NFC. He had a 19-point lead against the Denver Broncos, who just lost their first game in the last 4 months. He was going down to beat the Chicago Bears. He was on his way to go beat the Chicago Bears, who are going to win their division and could be the one seed in the NFC. This kid has shown a lot, but to have it end, like, you know, we talk about the Eli Manning, the build. It started terrible. He was awful in a ton of games. He played out the rest of the way. He got better. He won the last game of the year against the Dallas Cowboys, and it carried in. I don't believe a lot in carrying in overseason. I don't. With the Jets, we'll get to them at 888-808-1019. The Jets couldn't carry momentum from the Falcons game into the Dolphin game the next week, let alone through the year. The one thing I believe you can carry is the quarterback, the young quarterback, the young rookie quarterback that you just drafted, that you handed the keys of the franchise to. His play can carry into next season. And he can't go meekly like this. As much as I want to lose this game against the Raiders, he can't go out meekly like this. He can't be a shell of himself. He can't be out there with lousy body language, lousy press conferences, lousy play, afraid to run, told not to run, not given the opportunity to run, playing scared because Andrew Thomas isn't out there, playing scared because, you know, he still hasn't completely figured out exactly how to be the most safe quarterback in the league. Like, I just, you can't have him go out on a whimper. Head into the draft with possibly the number one pick and a possible Heisman Trophy, Big Ten Championship, NCAA Championship quarterback sitting there with a new regime coming in, thinking maybe that's what's best for the franchise. Nope. Can't happen. I want to lose this game more than anybody, but I need to see Jackson Dart back on the field. Otherwise, don't play him. 888-808-1019. We'll get to your calls. We'll get to the off-season of everyone's malcontent or discontent. Malcontent, discontent. Let's go discontent. Because it is the off-season. I don't know, again, I don't know if you guys watch the Yankee Hot Stove. What once was a proud show. What once was a show that Yankee fans would turn on, look forward to hearing what could be next for the New York Yankees has become the biggest buzzkill because Jack Curry is telling us what we all know. The Yankees are doing nothing. The Yankees are waiting. And let's be honest, the Mets are doing the same thing. And we'll get to this because the Mets, sure, the Mets have money to spend. I totally agree. They just saved $10 million on the deal with Jeff. With Jeff, there's no doubt. Like, they just saved $10 million on him, on McNeil. The owner's come out and he says he's going to have the same payroll or better than last year. There's money to spend. The Yankees, you know, have money to spend. Whether they want to or not, they have it. And Bellinger's just sitting out there, and they both want him. But hey, when he comes to us. Oh, you know what? We could use another starting pitcher. I'd be interested in the trading for a starting when the value comes to us. It's the when it comes to us offseason. And it's slow, and it's depressing, and it's starting to get on my nerves.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.